From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Thursday, January 22nd at 8:57, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are mostly higher this morning. Looks to be a little more short covering in the corn, however, a little lackluster on the upside move. We did see yesterday's short covering was on a bounce on corn, just met with not much going on at all. Kind of the big news as far as I'm concerned today is that the Mississippi River levels have really dropped. And for a river market like the Peoria market, which is my hometown, that just means that we've got higher costs and probably wider basis. Argentina's hot, dry weather extends into southern Brazil. It'll be interesting to see. They're talking about 10 days out that for this to continue. If that's the case, we might see a little more support in the bean and maybe the corn complex as well. Soybeans to the shipped out of the U.S. are definitely at a discount to Brazil beans. So probably not a lot of Chinese buying of beans here on the near term. Unknown destinations did take 192,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans. Cold weather, frigid weather in the U.S. southern plains could help support both hard red and soft red winter wheat. Right now, we see the March corn futures at 422 and three quarters. That's a penny higher. July, 437 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. New crop December, 450 and one quarter. That's up a half. March soybeans, 1070 and a half, up six. July beans, 1094, up six and three quarters. And new crop November, six higher too, at $10.80 and a half. Meals up about $5.50, bean oils down about a quarter of a cent. March Chicago wheat, 513 and one quarter, that's up 5.5 cents. We do have a cattle on feed report coming out here. The market's a little bit on the lackluster side. The live cattle are down 12 cents in the nearby to up 12 cents in some deferreds. Feeder cattle also seeing some bear spreading. February live hogs are 62 points higher at 88.47. Outside markets are going to be important to watch. Keep watching the dollar index. It's lower again. That's good for our exports. Crude oil down $1.02. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.